you know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. It's football season. What's up, Earl?
Man, Gilbert, man, you can smell it, can't you?
You can see it now.
I mean, good morning and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. Gilbert, a sign that it won't be too long happened this past Saturday. A Friday night, and that was family night in Lambeau Field. 67,000 people, man.
Plus.
Plus. What is that about, man? To see a scrimmage.
It goes to show you we got the best fans on the planet, baby.
Hey, man. Look, man, it was a playoff game. They had on all the stuff, man, like it was a regular game.
Pageantry, as they call it.
Yeah, that's what, pageantry, man. Yeah, that's a pretty big word there, man.
I know I'm hitting your paper.
Hey, Gilbert, that's the right word, too, man, pageantry. That's exactly what that is, man. Let me look that up. Calvin, will you look that word up for me? Pageantry. Yeah. No, man. Hey, but you're absolutely right. That's what it is. When 67,000 people, Gilbert, and they pay for parking, and they all come, and man, to get in there and get out of there, hours. So it's so magical. Yeah.
Check this out, though, Earl. Check this out. You 10 years old. You walking up the Lambeau Field for the first time.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
You may not ever get a chance to get back in there, until you're an adult.
There you go.
You know, grandfathers bringing their grandchildren.
When they walk in at 10 years old.
Right.
Telling them stories.
Yeah. Yeah, man, the history of the Packers, the history of Lambeau Field is actually the history of the NFL, right?
Unmatched. It's unmatched. And we've been messing around with them clowns down the road, the Chicago Bears, forever. And now, for the first game, we got them. It all lines up, man. It's lining up.
The players been hitting each other. Well, not really hitting each other because they don't do that.
No, they dance. They two-step dance with each other for a little while.
Yeah. And so in the family night game, are they really tackling?
Yeah, because your mama in the stand. Your girlfriend is in the stand.
But you got to really be careful because I was reading where some star players blew out their knees. And look, man, they ain't going full tilt, man. They can't run that risk, are they?
That's the hazardous of the job. You got to go. Once they tell you the bullets are live, is either kill or be killed. Because guess what? You're still trying to make this team, man.
Right.
And this is the first chance you're about to show everybody because they want to see how you perform in front of the crowd. The distractions. That's the main key. Your timing. Can you understand things in loud places? I mean, it's all the little things, girl, that's going to get you over the top.
So they're going 100% live against their own teammates.
Only people that ain't like, it's a control, like I told you before, it's a control butt whooping. I'm telling you that. And of course, the quarterbacks are never live.
Right.
You know, they the darlings, you know, you can't touch them.
Right.
And in certain situations, the running backs are not live.
Right.
Shut them up. But the offensive and defensive line, you go hard. Every part of that scrimmage.
You know, safeties, defensive backs on the wide receivers.
Yeah.
They got to pull up. They're not exactly.
No, you don't. Do you, I mean, you know, you ain't going to kill. You ain't going to kill Shaq nobody. Try to knock them. But they are going to hit you. They're going to hit you to let you know that they're there. But you can't do that to your team.
Right, right. Well, that's what I'm saying. But the linemen can.
I mean, well, you know, you don't have them type of shots where you could have took a shot when he wasn't looking type shot.
Right.
You know.
But
you're going to go hard.
But that line is that's the real deal.
That's the real deal. That's the real deal. Line is going hard all the time.
So now they're measuring.
But no kill shot. Kill shot.
Right, right, right. You're not going to bury the cat. And, no. You know, you get out, you got your hands on them, and you may just open the hole. You ain't going to bury them. You're going to just push them out of the way.
No, I wouldn't say that, because they looking to go watch the film. If they can see that they put that pancake on you, they're going to be talking about it in the meeting room.
So for people who may not know that language, that pancake is you got your hands on them. And you pushing them out of the way, and you know
they fall. You as a defensive lineman fall, and the offensive lineman land on top of you. That's called a pancake. And then when the offensive lineman get up and he said, "Hey, you want some syrup with that pancake?"
Hey, man, and you know you can get away with that, and. And when it's nice and warm and the ground is soft, you know, get up. But around November, December, you don't want to be pancaked.
You ain't gonna like that. Let's get it right now, Earl. You don't want to be pancaked, never.
Hey, Gilbert.
Never.
You ever been pancaked?
Earl, please. Ain't a man alive. I'm still looking for him. One-on-one, hit a man alive. I'm still looking for him.
Anyway, you know, it looks like Jordan Love played pretty decent. He looked pretty good.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing, man. You know, he made some nice throws, some good decisions.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's the stuff you've been hearing, you know, in the state. But some of the reporters outside the state have not been so kind to Jordan Love.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, they don't think he's going to make it, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's reporters outside. They just think that he lacks leadership and all those kind of things. But we're going to see, right?
Yeah, I mean, they don't test the man.
Before he even get into action, right?
Yeah, don't test him, man. I mean, I'm sort of like when a dude has been putting his time in for this long, let's give him a chance. You know what I'm saying? Let's not just throw everything and say, oh, he sucks. Let's get the other guy in. Let's give him. He gonna let him. Sometimes it takes you to fail, Earl, to see.
Well, you know, in this case, Gilbert, it really ain't no other guy. If they're talking about. What was the name of that semi-pro football league?
Semi-pro, it's professional, USFL.
Yeah. Well, that's come on, man.
It's not semi, it's professional.
hey, it ain't the NFL.
This ain't like the Racine Raiders down the road. Hell, this is a professional football.
Yeah.
So it's like how baseball got their farm league, girl. That's how we got to look at it.
Yeah, you know, Gilbert, really do. I was reading this story, man, about a kind of an unsung guy. He is he was a walk-on, kind of like they have walk-ons at college. Mm-hmm. And he didn't get drafted. Okay. And they say every year the Packers for the last 18 years have had one guy who's been able to make the roster. The chances of a cat man undrafted, Gilbert, making the roster, that's almost impossible, isn't it?
It's pretty close, Earl. It's pretty close.
To being impossible?
Yeah, just because you got all these drafted guys and all these guys, guys coming in. You know what I'm saying? From different teams and unrestricted free, or whatever. There's free agents and all that stuff. And you got a cat that didn't get drafted, that didn't nobody have on their radar.
Yeah.
and Gutekunst and them said, let's get this kid a shot. And he made the team? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's a football player.
You know, man. We're going to talk about that a little bit on the other side. I guess people start pulling for him, right? After a while.
Everybody pulled for Rudy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a Rudy in there.
Yeah, Notre Dame, man. Right, man. That's one of my favorite movies. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kinert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies expected today with a high of 79. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 60. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow, 83. Mid-80s Wednesday and Thursday.
Wonder why, snitches wanna die. All I know is pain, all I feel is rain. I cannot maintain with madness.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. Under the helmet with the grave digger, Gilbert. Gilbert, what was that racket?
Earl.
What was that racket?
Earl, you remember that song?
You remember that song
when I used to have them kids out there, and we was the Rough Riders running all up down to the football camp, whooping all of y'all.
Hey, man, you know, you always, so when we did the camp, Gilbert did the camp, Calvin, and it would come time to pick the players, right? Gilbert would pick the players. So Gilbert would always pick the biggest and the strongest and the toughest kids. And would leave me with the midgets, right? So Gilbert got to pick the teams. And I would think, man, the first thing he would have said was, look, since I played pro ball and I did all these things, I'm going to take the runts. And just to show the people just how good I can be. No, man, he took the man children, the big boys. And
Calvin, give him a glass of hater. Give him a glass of hater.
Hey, man.
Girl, you know, I always said, and I told y'all before, I could take a broken flower and make it bloom.
Hey, man, you know what? You know, I miss them times, man. We got to get back to that.
We got
COVID got in the way of all that,
and it changed the world, brother.
Yeah, it did. But let me ask you, man, we're right there. The Packers are going to start scrimmaging with the Cincinnati Bengals
this week.
So, and I know, man, I don't remember when they started doing that, man, but man, back during Vince Lombardi days, it wasn't gonna be none of that.
No, I mean, you gotta look at it. So we played them,
money, right?
We played in regular season too, right?
Yeah,
we played. So it's a good tone setter. You know what I'm saying? You're going against them. You're going against a different guy. They're gonna show you some looks, not what they do. But they're going to show you some looks. It's another controlled thing where, hey, we want to see this today. And they're going to ask us, we want to see this today. You know, it's a different team. You see what I'm saying? So you can do that.
But isn't it a lot harder to get the guys to pull up?
Oh, no.
Because it's a scrimmage. You don't want
to. It's a scrimmage, but we're going to hit you. Oh, yeah. They're going to tell you to pull up, but yeah, okay. Yeah, okay.
Hey, and then after these scrimmages, that's who the Packers open up the preseason game on Saturday.
It's with them?
Yeah, with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay.
You know.
That's good. That's good.
And to be honest with you, Gilbert, this is where we begin, man. The real juice start flowing in that first preseason game.
Oh, yeah.
Because all that is live, right? In the preseason game, it's 100% live.
You kind of get a job. It's a job interview for some cats.
Yeah.
You got to go do your job interview. You better have your resume in. Press to impress. Put the best foot forward. Get out there.
You know, man, and for people who are listening who may not understand, guys who've been playing football, some of them since peewee football, all the way up through high school, college, positioning themselves, hoping that they can continue their dream, which is what they've prepared themselves for. Right? I mean, all the guys who are there and who put on that G and all these other teams and the shoulder pads and the pack of jersey, this is their dream, man. They've prepared their whole life for that. And it can end.
Don't get satisfied. Once you get satisfied, the Grim Reaper gonna come knocking on your door. You can't, I'm here, but I got to keep moving now. You can't be satisfied with where you at right now. You got to be better than where you was.
Yeah, well, you're talking about the guys who already make the team. I'm talking about the guys.
No, I'm talking about the young guys. There's some young guys that get there and they smile and I made it. Yeah, I made it. No, you ain't made it yet, Junior.
Well, you know, I knew a couple guys who came out of my football league who made it there. And they was only there for one season.
Yeah. A minute.
Yeah.
That's a minute.
Probably like the 52nd player on a 53-man team.
No, it was 57.
Yeah.
On a 53-man team because you're expendable. Again, that word.
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
We ain't talking about Sylvester Stallone, expendables.
Yeah.
No.
Listen, we got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to continue to. So, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. You know, Calvin, that kind of music, man, can you imagine? It looked like that kind of music Gilbert was listening to when he was playing. And that probably just drove you insane, Gilbert. You run out of the tunnel to that, man. What would you be doing?
First of all, that's Tribe Called Quest. OMG. Second of all, they wouldn't be playing that. You know what used to get us mad?
I said if they would, and you come out of the tunnel of that.
You know, when we used to go to New Orleans or Atlanta,
they play that.
They playing that while you're warming up.
Yeah.
In Green Bay, we playing
Frank Sinatra.
Yeah. Old blue eyes is going down.
Hey, and the other team, they like monsters, man. They got them all.
The other team would come to us and say, what is y'all playing? How are we supposed to get hyped listening to that?
Hey, you know, Gilbert, I was looking at the schedule. For the Packers. And you know, man, it looked like something they can do something with, man. You know.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, opening day the Bears. Week two, they play the Falcons. The Falcons ain't, they're in the same shape the Packers in. They're kind of rebuilding, right?
Yeah.
You know, so there's a good chance. And then week three, they play the New Orleans Saints. Now, that's going to be a dogfight because, they're in Lambeau Field.
Yeah.
But the Saints are always going to be a dogfight, right?
Yeah, but you got to look at that. Is that the first home game?
Yeah, the first home game for the Packers.
Do you know, Earl, they turn around and play that Thursday?
The Packers?
Yeah.
Okay.
They turn around and play that Thursday. So it's only if they play on Sunday, they got to turn around and play on Thursday. They only got 3 days.
Yeah, and they're playing the Detroit Lions.
Big game, big divisional game right there.
Yeah, I asked you before how you can recover from that game on Sunday and then turn around and play on Thursday. Bumps and bruises.
Yeah.
But this is the psychological part of football. Maybe, we just see the physical side of the game.
Yeah.
And you always say, what, 90%?
Mental. 10% physical.
So,
because you mentally you're fighting yourself. If you got an eight that's going to ache for the next 18 weeks, you got to fight through that, man.
Man, I can't even begin to imagine.
Oh, my God.
My elbow is hurting.
Oh, my God.
I need my elbow because I got a monster coming up against me on Thursday. I went down on my elbow on Sunday. Mm-hmm. It ain't gotten any better. Oh, but I can get a shot, though, right?
Hyperextended.
Hey, Gilbert, I can get a shot, though, right?
Some guys can, yeah.
What you mean, some guys?
I don't do that. If Motrin can't help me, I'm
hey, but you getting paid.
I don't like nobody shooting me in my butt.
Yeah. But they
I take that Motrin and I'm good.
But they will do it.
Some guys will do it, yeah.
And so now you gotta play against that monster.
But then after you come down off of that. You don't know how much you'd hurt it even more until you come off of it.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And everybody was talking about, it's like anybody, you go to work and your back is killing you, you go to the doctor and get a shot because you got to fight through it.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't doing nothing out of the ordinary.
So Gilbert, you doing something out of the ordinary. You're playing pro football. So week five, they play the Raiders. A Monday night game. You know, the Packers still, without Aaron Rodgers, it just goes to show the Green Bay Packers still going to be respected. It doesn't matter who they have behind the quarterback because they're getting these prime time games.
Everybody want to see. Back in the day, though, you know, we never, it was hard to get prime time games until we started kicking tail. Because, you know, Green Bay was Club Siberia.
Yeah.
That's what they tell guys. Oh, you keep acting up, we're going to see you in Green Bay.
Until Reggie showed up.
Until Big Dog showed up.
Yeah. You know, man, you know, then you guys play. You play against the Denver Broncos. I mean, listen, man, you really, when you look at the schedule that the Packers have, and the schedules that the New York Jets have.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, man, you know, the Jets got one of the toughest schedules in all of football. The Packers clearly got a much easier schedule.
I wouldn't call it too much easier because some of those teams, let's take the Denver Broncos, for instance. They got a new coach. They're going to be better this year.
No question.
No question, they're going to be better this year. But you can't go off what they did last year because everybody is different this year. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's going to be a whole different. It's going to be interesting, Earl, to say the least.
Well, you know, Gilbert. When I look at the teams they're playing again, Denver, the Rams, Atlanta, the Steelers, ain't nobody really scared of them cats. You know,
man, don't you start, Earl. Don't you start.
Hey,
all of them got a chip on their shoulder. Steelers got a chip on their shoulder because they still trying to recover from losing Ben Roethlisberger.
Well, they ain't won nothing since my hair was black.
And I tipped my hat off to the coach because he been there forever.
Hey, Gilbert, they ain't won nothing since my hair was black. So what we talking about? I love the Steelers, man, but come on, man.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
You know how long ago my hair was black?
Yeah, man, 47? 46?
Hey, let's go to the phone lines and Dave from Mequon. Good morning to you, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. Really quickly, I agree with Gilbert. I'm actually looking forward to the season. Because you're going to have a lot of new blood on that team, and I think you're going to see some incredible plays. I also think you're going to see mistakes too, like anything else when you have new guys. But I also think it's a fresh start. You know, we're starting. We don't have all the drama that we've had to deal with the last few years. And I just think I'm looking forward to. I remember when the Packers were not so good, and 8-8 was considered a great season. You know, that was back, when, Bart Starr was coach. And,
Forrest Gray.
I think
Lindy Infante. Well,
Well, listen, there is a lot of lean years there. There's no question. But what I'm saying is that, you know what? I even look at the, like, if you look right now, the Brewers are in first place because hey, they got all these young rookies.
But go ahead.
I know. But I'm just saying, but you have all that new blood on the team. They're showing, they're starting to shine.
Baseball,
I think the Packers
football,
have got
man.
A lot of, I know, but again, I think the Packers, based on the information that I've been reading about, there's a lot of good competition happening in practice, and some of these guys are just ready to go. I think it'll be good. I think having all that new blood on the team is going to be a good thing, and they're going to grow together.
Yeah, okay. Well, growing together means, you know, it's going to take a while. Thank you very much for the call. You know, Gilbert, I'm not saying people don't have a right to think that the Packers are going to be good. And we can all think, and, you know, who's that to say it? If you wish upon a star, dreams will take you very far. Somebody prophetic said that. Who is that? Dorothy for the Wizard of Oz? man, wish upon
that's
a star,
Kansas.
Dreams
will take you. That's watching now. That's Kansas now. You're getting it. You're stepping on some toes. Hey, but I'm gonna say this, Earl. I heard somewhere, I don't know if it was some article or something, but Coach said, "Now I can coach."
Yeah,
meaning he has a pupil now that's gonna listen.
I know. I got all that.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what's the interesting thing about this season. I'm going to see what kind of coach we really got.
Thank you.
I mean, he pretty and all. We going to give it to him. He pretty, yeah. But can he coach?
Hey, Gilbert, here's what you guys, and you should know better. You know, Dave different. I understand. He's, you know, he's just a fan. But you should know better. I don't care how well the coach coaches these young players and all of them to try to bring them together. In the NFL, that don't happen in a short period of time. You guys, when y'all got together, Gilbert, the first year y'all got together, you'd run through a brick wall, but you weren't ready to deal with. You had to gel, man. Football is about gelling, man. Knowing my who I can trust on my team. Ain't that what that's about, man?
That's what it's about, Earl, but it's also about the dude that's molding the ship. He has to mold this ship.
That takes time.
It takes time, but he ain't got a lot of time.
I know.
they pay him just like they pay them players for a job that he has to get done. If it's a chessboard, he got certain pawns in certain places. He got to put it to where he's winning games. Guess what?
Oh, he go.
He go.
I know. Gilbert, I don't miss any of those things. I understand that. But the other cats out there, they're in the same situation. The teams you playing against.
Oh, yeah.
Right, and teams that have been together a little bit, like Detroit. You know, Detroit is they finally got a good coach. You would agree with that, right?
Yeah, it sounds like you're saying the same thing I'm saying, but you just want to be different.
No, man, the difference is Detroit.
The coach changed the Detroit Lions. The coach did. With the players he brought in and the new scheme that he gave them and the new attitude that he gave them, they always say you are a reflection of your head coach.
You know, Gilbert, the Packers are going to be younger than they've been in probably the last 10 years.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, and they got these younger players, and younger players make mistakes.
Yeah.
And they make mistakes because you talk about chess, they see, hey, Hey, Gilbert is out there. Gilbert just got out there. They got him out there. That's where we're going to attack.
No, they don't want to do that.
No, I'm just saying. They didn't say with you. I'm just using you as an example. But the point is, Gilbert, football, and we watch football, we love it because we see the physicality of it. But, man, it's what they're doing, man. It's scientists. It's mad scientists. The offensive cats, the defensive cats, those are scientists, right?
Absolutely.
No,
absolutely.
Yeah. That's what the people don't see. Listen, we got to go to a break. Yeah, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. We'll be right back.
The world is yours. I sip the dumb peak watching Gandhi till I'm charged and writing in my book of rhymes all the words past the margin. The whole of mic I'm throbbing, mechanical movement, understandable smooth
issue that motorists move with.
The thief's theme, play me at night, they won't act right. The fiend of hip hop has got me stuck like a air pipe. The mind activation, reaction.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. Gilbert, I got to say to you, man, and Calvin, I've never heard that song.
We know.
But it sounds pretty good.
The flow.
What is that?
Delivery, the flow, beat.
Who is it?
It's Nas.
It's Nas.
Who is that?
Oh,
one of the greats from New York.
Oh my God! One of the best lyricalists. I mean, just
Hey, I think I heard of that fella. But anyway, that sounded pretty good. Gilbert, let me ask you. When opening day, can you sleep?
No.
Now, take us up to opening day, man. Tell us, you made the squad.
You want as a veteran or a rookie?
As a rookie.
What is it? Oh my God! Oh my God!
Family in the audience.
You got family that done came down. Your week has been getting you a house and getting you a place to stay. So your week has been hectic. Your week has been hectic. People pulling on you for tickets and everything like that. When you get over to the stadium, you're supposed to be there 2 hours before the game. That's a relief. Because now you got 2 hours to get into your element. You can leave the real world behind you as soon as you walk through that door. And all you thinking about is tearing somebody's head off. And not going to jail. You hear me? And as a rookie, like I did this before, I'm sitting up there and I'm standing on the yard line and I see those Green Bay Packer helmets going down the line and I see those Chicago Bear helmets going down the line. That's when you know you made it. Game one, regular season game, and you see that down the line. OMG.
Let me ask you. The cat who fires you up, you know, you're like, woo, 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 and the cat get done with a speech and you're ready to run through the brick wall head first, right?
Sometimes you want to tell that cat to sit down and shut up. Come on, man. We don't need all that. Turn that down. We trying to get right.
Really? So on the pro level, on college, you need that, right?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you might. But I was never the rah-rah guy, man. You know what I'm saying?
I know you didn't, but there were other guys.
Yeah, I got you. I'm like, come on, man. I'm already there. But some guys do need that. I ain't gonna lie. It's like some guys, they got to go in the restroom and throw up.
Really?
Because their stomach ain't right. They're too nervous. It's crazy, man. But once you take that first hit, all that stuff leave your body, you ready to go.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a dream, right? You living the dream.
Living the dream, man. You living the dream until they hit you. You don't wake up. You wake up out that dream, homeboy.
Hey, let me ask you, when you first started playing, did they put you on the kickoff and coverage? And
yes, absolutely.
See, they don't do that anymore.
In Kansas, I was a dude that got to set the wall up.
Oh.
And guess who coming down? That kamikaze guy.
Yep.
That's coming down, and you got to stop him from, oh, my God. Earl, I really dislike that position so bad. But once I became a starter, I said, hey, man, y'all got to get me off, even though I was doing a good job. No, man, y'all got to get me out of there, because the fool that's coming down there, he coming down full tilt with
the break the wedge.
To break the wedge with his eyes closed, Earl. You can see his eyes closed. You can see his eyes closed before the bomb hit.
So people don't see and didn't focus on that. No. That's why they took away
the ball.
This is why they kind of took away kickoffs. Because
too many people getting hurt. Too many people getting hurt. That's an unguided missile coming down at you. Oh my God. And you ain't gonna take it. You gonna give it too.
Oh yeah.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Yeah, they put you on there for a reason. First, you're expendable. Two, you're stupid. And three, you don't know how to act.
So is that why you're telling me, Gilbert, that I was on the kickoff team in high school? I was expendable?
Yeah, he was expendable. Yeah.
I thought it was my talent.
They couldn't find a spot for you, so they're going to put you on the kickoff team so you can kick.
Hey. That was more the truth than anything else, right? but I didn't care because I was on the
field. You was playing. Right. Yeah. That's not it.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you this. I was never on the kickoff team, Earl.
No, well, hey, man, you Gilbert Brown, never. Man. I'm just a lowly talk show host, man.
Yeah, with great hair.
I'm just a lowly talk show host. You're Gilbert Brown. So, yeah, they put me as a wedge breaker.
Ooh.
You know. So
that's why you ain't got no sense now.
Hey, Earl, get down there and so, yeah, man, I throw my body into the wedge.
Let's see how you can make that tackle, Earl. Come on, do it for the team. You all souped up listening to him like a dummy.
Hey, 140-pound wedge breaker. Hey man, but I was on the field, man. Right.
But whatever job you got, that's what some of these kids, man, like you said, if they undrafted, never got an opportunity, that's your opportunity to show them that you can play the game. You gotta do the stuff that don't nobody else wanna do to make the team.
Yeah. Listen, man, we gotta go. It happened already. But next Monday, man, we'll be able to talk about the first preseason game.
Yeah,
and some action.
I'm gonna enjoy that. But don't think Jordan Love ain't gonna play long.
No, I know that. I know that.
Hey, if man, he play at all.
Hey man, hey, we gotta run.
Okay.
All right, I'm dealing with the Gravedigger. I will see you again next Monday.
I like your Milwaukee Brewers hat too.
All right, man. All right. I'm a Cub.
Even though you punching at the other dude,
I'm a Cub fan.
Football. Yeah.
I'm a Cub fan. The hat was free. All right, gotta go to a break. We'll be right back.